right, so we're officially on. I had to switch phones. We had some technical difficulties, but still we're not that far behind. So I want to let everyone know that the conference call is being recorded. Please keep in mind that if you have any noise in the background, you can hit star 6 to mute, and I want to welcome you all to the conference call. It's our second one, and the conference calls have been really, really instrumental for the program last year. I think a lot of people got a lot out of it, and it's a learning experience for everyone who's involved. And having a lot of people return from last year's conference calls, but we are having Coach Carmen return from last year because her conference call really just affected a lot of people. And I also have to say I'm biased because Carmen is a very good friend of mine, and we've known each other for forever, it seems. And she's one of those people that I have a high, high, high regard and respect for what she does, and not only what she's taken on as a vocation, as a calling, but also that is extremely special because she's extremely gifted. And I think that during the call tonight, you're gonna realize that because she, unbelievably, I would just call it divine insight into health and wellness and something that you really can't teach. I think it's really. So, I'm going to ask that you, if you have any questions, to email them, and you can email them to Tony at StatenIslandSlimDown.com, so that we can keep the conversation moving. And at the end, if we have some time, which we probably will, we'll see about opening up the floor for questions. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask that if you have any questions, again, that you email them to me, and you probably will have some questions that will arise, so feel free to. Carmen is the founder of Sharing the Bliss, and as well as Sharing the Bliss, bliss.com. Coach Carmen is a holistic wellness and life transformation coach. And you can also get more information regarding her program at www.sharingthebliss.com. That's sharing, S-H-A-R-I-N-G, the T-H-E, bliss, B-L-I-S-S.com. And there you can get a free download of how to get started now with her 7-day online coaching program. So it's without further ado that I offer you our guest this evening, Coach Carmen.
Hi, Tony. Hi, everyone.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and again, this is kind of one of those things that it's almost like you're going to be privy to our conversations because our conversations have a tendency to get real, real weighty at times. Like, you know, we always say, yeah, we are willing to just go there because we understand that most of you who are on the call or listening to this in the recording are not just doing this to change your body, but there's something that you're wanting to get done. There's something that you're wanting to have out of your life. That's why we don't call this necessarily a body transformation program, but a life transformation program. Mm-hmm. We experienced that last year.
Debbie.
And so we want to make sure that we share that with you. So, Coach Carmen, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you get started, and any other pertinent information you want to share.
Okay. Well, as Tony said, my name is Carmen Abercrombie, and lovingly known as Coach Carmen. And I've been in the health and wellness, holistic health and wellness field for a couple of decades. But I truly stepped fully into my calling about now it's close to 4 years. I was sick for 2 years. In 2007, I just hit the wall and I ended up not only sick physically but emotionally. It's like everything that could go wrong in your life going wrong, that was me. And but it was the best thing that could have happened to me because as a result of that explosion in my life, I guess you could say, I was forced to step into my true calling, and I had to do that to, first of all, heal my own body. And in healing my own body, I and restoring my health and renewing my mind, I realized that there were so many other people who were in the same situation that I was in and people who were about to go there. And I wanted to do something about that, to circumvent that happening in their lives. So, you know, God just gave me a whole system of, like a whole a life transformational system. And it's just nothing off the wall, just, you know, just basic principles to keep ourselves whole and healed, spirit, soul, and body. And because I do focus on the mind, body, and spirit, it takes my teaching to a different level. So as you were saying, Tony, it's not just it's not just changing your body, but it's changing the whole person. And that's what I had to do in order to really save my life, because I was basically dying. And but what made my journey somewhat different was that I decided to heal my mind and my body holistically, without medication. So,
there's two things that I really would like for you to explore. I mean, you go wherever you feel comfortable.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
I know a little bit about the story. Well, probably a lot of it about the story too. But two things I know that would spark the interest of the people listening would be this: what are those principles that you discussed, and what were the specifics of that challenge, that physical challenge that you had to face?
Yes. Okay. Well, basically, in a nutshell, I had a series of issues I was dealing with. I was dealing with intestinal issues. I've always had a difficulty. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty tonight. We're not holding anything back, right? Because this is about healing our bodies, and in order to heal our bodies, we have to talk about our bodies. And one of the things I was dealing with was not being able to eliminate properly. And a lot of people in this country have that issue. You know, they think that they're doing good if they go, you know, five times a week. But the reality is, you're supposed to be eliminating every time you eat. Yeah,
right.
Every time you eat. So, you know, my father passed away with intestinal issues. He had stomach cancer. And so I kind of inherited some those issues. But I also was living in mole-infested environments. You all are Staten Islanders, so I'm sure you've heard of the Staten Island black mole. Well, I was privy to that mole for many, many years. Most every apartment I lived in on Staten Island was, loaded with that mole in the basement or, you know, in closets, and I was breathing that in for decades. And in addition to that, I was born with eczema, so I had an issue with mold. I don't know if any of you are familiar, if you have had or know anyone that has had issues with eczema or psoriasis, or even rosacea. These are all skin issues that are based on mold, and actually rosacea is based on bacteria, bacteria on the skin. So this is all based on needing to clean the body and having the body free from bad bacteria and free from toxins. So when you combine all of those things and then eating unhealthy food, which I considered myself a pretty healthy eater, I ate healthier than most people I knew. And I always talk about there's levels of eating well. You know, there's so many different levels of eating well. And you could say you eat healthy, but you could still be eating in a way that's making you sick. But
right.
It's healthy compared to the average person. And that's
right.
What my situation was. I was eating refined sugar, And sugar was poison to my body. And anybody that has intestinal issues, that has skin issues, or really any human being that eats sugar, you're setting yourself up for sickness and disease because it feeds the bad bacteria in your body. And before you know it, you have an overgrowth of those things that cause sickness and disease in your body. So that essentially was my situation. I ended up with something called toxemia. It was just like toxins in the body that was just over, my body was overwrought with toxins. And I ended up with a lot of microbes and all of that nasty, gross stuff that nobody wants to talk about, but most people have.
Right.
So, yeah, so that was it. But it was an autoimmune disease. And a lot of people are familiar with lupus, and they may not understand that if you have rheumatoid arthritis, that's also an autoimmune disease. And there's a lot of people who are sick, and they may have fibromyalgia or some other illness, and they're not really, or they're not sure what's wrong with them. They just know they don't feel good. They're tired all the time. They just don't. They don't have that life energy that they used to have, and they may end up with just a undercurrent of not feeling well. You know that undercurrent? You just don't feel well, and so you're just getting through the day. We're not supposed to live like that. We're supposed to live, you know, vibrantly and feeling well, and you know the difference. And so most Americans have that undercurrent of not feeling well, and that is because the body needs to be detoxified, and they need to eat food that's going to give them more life. So before I go any further, I'm just going to stop there, and then I'll let you ask me any other questions.
Well, I want to make a comment because I'm taking an online class right now about aggressive lifestyle intervention. And, you know, in this business, I've been in this business for 16 years and been a health and wellness enthusiast for, you know, probably ever since I used to watch my father read Prevention Magazine when
yes.
I was a kid.
Yes.
And the roof is really off in terms of what's causing health and wellness. And we're in the midst of, and I know you call it the medical matrix, and I love that term because I think that's where we are, where we're not having doctors necessarily that are corrupt. I love doctors, love my doctor. I have, clients that are physicians. And the challenge is that the medical system is really not health care but sick care.
Yeah.
And there is an abundance of a conspiracy. And my wife, she always calls me, you know, Captain Conspiracy. But it's true that there's a conspiracy in this country amongst the food companies and the drug companies to ensure that people become and remain unwell.
That's right.
And the whole term of autoimmune disease and all these other lifestyle-related diseases are really the end of the 20th century, definitely 21st century terms that
yes.
didn't exist prior to this. And we're finding now that it has so much to do with preventable conditions,
yes.
what we eat, how we live,
yes.
how we manage stress, and that these situations, as common as they may be, do not necessarily have to be the case.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, I'm not trying to say that this is the comment I'm about to make, and I'm not bragging because it may be one of the dumbest things that I've ever done in my life. Well, one of a few. But I went to get a checkup earlier this year.
Yes.
And it had been the first time that I got a checkup in over 10 years.
Okay, all right.
First time in over 10 years. And I'm not trying to say that to brag at all because, you know, once you reach a certain age, especially men, especially African-American men, that, you know, you got to go and you got to get certain things checked. Number one, your prostate.
Yes.
So I went and got everything taken care of, and the doctor, who I hadn't seen in 10 years, he had to go back and, you know, redo my records because he didn't have them anymore.
Yeah.
And he checked everything out, and he goes, oh, well, you know, you're fine. You're really in great shape for your age, blah, 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 all that other stuff. I mean,
yes,
you don't want to take that
God.
Chance because it may not necessarily be the case.
Yes.
But, you know, it all has to do with my commitment to healthy living.
Yes.
That God bless, and no accidents and no exposure to anything. I mean, there's a lot of luck that's involved. But for the things that I'm able to take control of,
yes,
that's a vast, of a high priority for me.
Yes.
And it just goes to show you that having, you know, a commitment to a healthier lifestyle, as best as you can manage it, you know, is really curative.
Yes, especially today, because we have so many things working against us today. So it's really, really vital that we step it up like 10 notches. And as you know, the title of the call tonight is How to Heal Your Body with Food. So one of the things I just wanted to ask or have everyone ponder is this question that it should be, you know, it should come off the, just come right off the top of your, you know, your head, just like that, yes or no. But I'll explain why it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. I'm going to ask this question. Are any of you sick? Just, you know, you can answer that question to yourself. Are you sick? Are you ill? Are you right now sick? And then the other question I wanted to ask is, if so, how sick are you? And the reason why I ask how sick are you and are you sick is because today most people that have high blood pressure, they don't consider themselves to be sick. If they, even people with diabetes today, many of them don't consider themselves to be sick.
You're right. It's like a lifestyle.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Because the media is making you think now that these diseases that were several years ago, many years ago, they were like, oh, my God, so-and-so has diabetes. It was such a, like, a horrifying thing. And not to, you know, I mean, there is something positive about looking at your physical condition and not calling it an illness. I mean, I understand that from a positive thinking perspective. But the reality is we are being conditioned to think that all diseases are now lifestyle changes. This is supposed to happen to you at a certain age. And that really is a lie. And
well, it's definitely considered in many cases that it's something to be expected and to be managed.
Yes,
I mean, one
to
of the things
managed.
That I, you know, in the beginning of my, you know, health and wellness career, you know, you heard someone who had some kind of condition and you were really taken back by it and you wanted to hear all this stuff and you know, there were certain protocols that you had to follow, and you used to ask, are you on any medication?
Mm-hmm.
But talking about that new program that I'm involved with now,
yes,
we are taught to ask people over the age of 40, not are you on any medication, but what medication are you taking?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's so prevalent,
yes.
I mean, I've worked with clients, physicians included, who have really, I mean, they have a list of medication. You would think that they were going to Costco because there's so many things that are on that list
out
of
there.
Things that
oh
they need
God.
To take in order to just manage. We're not
oh,
even
yeah.
talking, and the challenge with it is that none of it is curative.
Yes.
Like they haven't really figured a way to have an external stimulus
mm-hmm.
to cure something that's internally generated.
But Tony, if that were the only problem, it wouldn't be so bad. What makes it even worse is that not only are most of these medications, none of the medications that you're prescribed are designed to heal you, but they're also designed to break down your organs, and eventually you are going to need an upgrade of the medication because one thing isn't working anymore, and now you're going to need another medication for the side effects that that last medication has given you, and then now you need medication for that side effect, and it is just a cycle of sickness, and it's designed that way because there is so much money involved in you staying ill. So then again, I ask the question, you know, are you sick? Now, and the reason why it's important for you to, even if you just answer the question once, and then after that you can go back into your positive thinking and your positive affirmations, and then you can continue to say, I am well, and that's beautiful. But at least one time, ask that question, answer that question, so that we can get to the root of your situation and we can do something about it. Because the second question is, or the third question is, how serious are you about getting healed? Because most people are living in a state that I call comfortably uncomfortable. They're comfortably uncomfortable because they would like to get better, but they don't feel, they're not feeling so bad that it's worth doing something about it. You know what I mean? So as long as they can take medication, before I go there, let me just ask fourth question. How important is it for you to unplug from what I call the medical matrix? How important is it for you to unplug from the medical matrix? How important is it to you to stop taking the medication? Because you have to answer these questions before you can even consider an integrative approach or even a completely holistic approach to getting well. And even if you are not sick, trust me, it's all set up. The matrix is set up for you to eventually get sick. And I don't mean to be negative, but it's set up that way. If you don't do something about it now, if you don't become proactive now, within a certain amount of years, you will have something. It's just set up that way. So
now, I want to make sure that we cover something specifically,
yes,
because I don't want anyone to say, well, okay, well, I've been prescribed this medication by my doctor, and I listened to this conference call, and they said I don't have to take. We're not saying that.
No.
I want to make sure we're not saying that.
Absolutely, this whole thing is
a journey, and it's a process, because I know for a fact that there's some people who are listening to this call right now who are taking medications.
Yes.
And I know for a fact there's some people who are going to be listening to this later on recording that are going to be taking medications.
Yes.
But one of the things that we've proven, and again, this is not guesstimation. This is solid proof that through the Slim Down Practice program, that within 10 weeks we've had some people who have been off their cholesterol medicine,
yes,
had their high blood pressure medicine either eliminated or reduced, their diabetes medicine, same thing, either reduced significantly or off of it. And again,
yes,
this is just through, you know, healthy lifestyle and,
yes,
and holistic practices.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, these were people we want to make sure that if you're working with a medical professional, that you know that you allow he or she to understand what you're doing and what you're looking to accomplish,
yes,
here, if getting off your medication,
yes,
is your goal, and that it's something that he or she will probably, hopefully,
work with
you, assist you, and encourage you to work towards.
Yes, yes, and yes, and on the heels of that, I definitely this is the time. You're right. This is the time to preface this conversation here. Once you go down what I call the medical matrix rabbit hole, once you have started taking medication and, you know, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. okay? If you're taking medication, you're taking medication for a reason. You're taking medication because you want it to get better, and that's okay. What we're doing in this conversation tonight, what we're doing is we're opening up your mind to consider other options in addition to what you are already doing, because you definitely do not want to stop taking medication on your own. Just say, I'm going to stop taking this medication. I'm just going to go the holistic route. I'm just going to start changing my diet. I'm not going to take this medication, okay? My brother died because he took himself off of medication that he was on, steroids. He was on steroids because he had a lung disease, and he wasn't even 40. He took himself off because he didn't like the, you know, how it was making him feel, and in doing that, the disease that he had just exacerbated like really fast. As soon as he took himself off, within a week or so, and he ended up dying. So, I, as radical as I may be, I am not ridiculous. You definitely want to speak with your doctor and work with your doctor, okay, if you're already on medication. So that being said, I just wanted to go back to the fact that we were saying that we wanted to know whether you are ready to unplug from the medical matrix. Now, the reason why I asked that question is because many people would rather live on medication than to change the way they eat. Yes, many people would rather, because a lot of people believe that the medication was created for them to be able to continue their lifestyle and not have to deal with the effects of being sick. You know, they know they're still sick, but at least they're not having the effects of being sick, because the medication is taking care of the symptoms. So now they can still eat whatever they were eating before, but never considering that what they were eating before is probably what contributed to them being sick, right?
Well, you know, one interesting thing that I just learned, which is that some of the diabetes medications that people are taking,
yes,
don't actually manage the sugar, but actually manage the way the sugar is received and perceived by the sugar test.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really helping to manage the diabetes.
Mm-mm.
It really isn't. It's just masking what's perceived. Just
yes.
Manage what's being perceived by the test.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that's going on.
Yeah. Yes. It's a lot of that going on, and it's a lot of it going on because we are allowing it to go on. We're not being proactive, and we're not stepping up to say, you know what, this is my body, and before I take this medication, I'm going to go online and do a Google search and find out what the heck I'm taking.
Yeah, from a reputable source.
Yeah, you can do a Google search and find out in like 2 minutes, like a whole list of the contraindications and just different things about that medication that you're taking, and then you can make an intelligent decision to decide whether I want to do this or go back to the doctor and say, listen, you got to show me something else.
What are the
I don't want to take.
Yeah,
yes.
What are the side effects? You know, what I find interesting, too, is that there's some very popular diet centers, some of them right here on the island, and I've worked with some people who've done some work with the diet centers, and then they say, well, you know, I lost X amount of weight, and, you know, what they've been doing is giving me injections. So my response, as inquisitive as I always am, is, so what's in an injection? I'm going to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, they don't know.
So they're taking an injection to lose weight, and they don't know what's in it, what's going into their bloodstream.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you, and it's happened. I've had that instance several times where I've asked that question.
Jesus.
And I ask them, and they say, well, what's in the injection? And they have no idea.
Well, that explains why. You know, that explains why you can watch a commercial and have and they're telling you, you know, they're selling you on a medication, and then they're giving you like a list of 10 things that you don't want to have to deal with, but yet they're telling you these could be the side effects. More than likely, one of these things are going to happen to you, and then now they'll throw in, and one of the side effects could be death. You know, just a matter of fact. Why? Because they know people they're not even going to really be that concerned about the medication side effects as long as it's going to take away that, you know, as long as it's going to make them feel better for the moment.
Right, and it's going to take away the symptoms.
The symptoms.
So let me ask
you
this. So let's assume we have some people on the phone who have these kind of challenges and have these maladies, and they're saying, you know what? I want to explore this as a possibility.
Yes.
What do you think the first step is that they should take?
Yeah, I definitely think that I've probably warmed them up enough. So just one last thing, though. I just wanted to mention this, too, because this is really kind of profound, but this is definitely true. Do you know that there are a large percentage of people that would rather lose their limbs than to give up their favorite food.
Yeah.
Hey, Ms. Carmen.
Hey, Denise.
It's Denise.
Hi, Denise. All right. Well,
get off the line, Denise. If you have a question, email it in, tony@slimdown.com. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, they would rather have, they know that they have sugar diabetes. They know that the doctor has warned them that they, you know, may lose a limb, but they would rather have that happen than to give up that sweet potato pie and that with the ice cream on top of it.
Yeah, yes. Bill Cosby, in his book Time Flies, wrote about that. He said that everyone has a my. And it's my macaroni and cheese, my sweet potatoes, my lemon meringue, whatever it is, that under any and all circumstances, albeit death and debilitating disease, that they will not give it up.
They will not
and
give
it's
it up.
It's amazing to remember Les Brown telling a story about how he had a friend who went to the doctor because he was sick, and he ended up that he had type 2 diabetes. And the doctor was telling him that, you know what, look, if you don't straighten up, start exercising and eating right, you know, you could go blind. He goes, I don't care about that. He goes, you can lose a limb. I don't care about that. He goes, well, you know, you could die. He goes, I don't care about that. And the doctor said, you can even become impotent. And the guy was like, help me, somebody. So it all depends upon the
priority.
Everybody's got different priorities.
So, but the whole thing is that at some juncture, that if you decide that you want to make a change, that it's available to you.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's why I ask those questions, because sometimes you need to get shaken up a little bit before you are ready to make some major changes. Now, one thing that I would like to mention, just to make everybody take a nice deep breath. In fact, you can do that right now. Just take a nice deep breath in through your nose. Breathe in. Oh, nice and deep. Feel in your belly button and then out through your mouth. Beautiful. Now, I just want you to do that because I want you to change your energy. I don't want you to think that I am Coach Carmen's going to be snatching all your favorite food and just making your life miserable, because I am the feel-good coach. This is what's so different about sharing the bliss. It's sharing the bliss, okay? It's about making you feel good. So if I take something away from you or suggest that you take something out of your diet, I am going to give you something else that's just as good or even better, even delicious. So this is a good thing, okay? Because I'll give you an example. When I had to give up sugar, I mean, I thought that I was done because I loved desserts and pastries. I was the tea time lady. I used to have tea parties in my shop and make beautiful desserts and have these cream teas and all, just beautiful, beautiful afternoon tea parties. And I mean, but I was willing to give it up. You know, sometimes they say that all you have to do is be willing. I was willing. So for a year and a half, I sustained from all of that stuff just so that I can clean my blood out. And when I did that, I started doing a lot of research, and I learned all these different alternatives for eating the things that I used to love. So I taught myself how to make delicious desserts without refined sugar. And I'm not talking about artificial sweeteners. No, no, no. I'm talking about natural sugars that don't spike your blood sugar and that won't poison your body. So, I mean, I'm talking the most delicious desserts. So just keep that in mind. Now, what I wanted to mention is the first thing you want to do in order to heal your body with food is you want to do a detox. Now, we talked about that last year. We were talking about the detox, and if Tony has that recording still up on the server on the Staten Island Slim Downs website.
Yeah, it's not up, but I'll put it back up.
Oh, good, great. I would suggest that because we talked a lot last year, remember, about the detoxing.
Yeah.
And how important that was. So this way we won't have to go into that again. But the main thing is you want to do an integrative detox. You don't want to do anything radical. So what I suggest is that you when you go on my website and you click on, I think that page, cooking classes. Yeah, you can go click on cooking classes, and I have the integrative nutritional bridge there. And the integrative nutritional bridge really is a bridge that takes you from where you are now to a level of eating that will totally heal your body. You know, so you're going across the bridge, so you're healing your body with the food, but when you get to the peak of the bridge, the end of the bridge, that's when you are really you're at a level where you're doing the juice fasting or juice feasting, we call it. So you're doing a juice feasting, and then once a week you're drinking, you're just doing a water fast. Yes, a water fast once a week. And and a fast once a week is phenomenal. You can add so many years to your life by just doing a fast once a week, on a Monday perhaps, that where you sustained from food, and you're just doing, if you're just, even if it's just juicing that day, or if you want to, you know, step it up, you could just do like a water fast that day. Now, if you're on medication, you know, there's some things that you have to consider, and we can talk about that. But generally speaking, what you want to do is you want to detox your body. And the first stage of detoxing your body is sustaining from the meat, okay? So what you want to do, if you're healing your body, you don't want to have the meat in your body if you're healed. We're talking about healing your body now, right? Okay, so this is different. This is serious, right? We want to live. We don't want to be sick. So we want to sustain from the flesh, and then we want to go right into a cooked, organic, vegan lifestyle of eating. Now, we're talking about for a certain amount of time right now. What's going to happen, though, is you're going to feel so good, you probably won't want to go back. But you have that option to go back. We're just talking about for a certain amount of time. We're talking about 1 month, giving yourself 1 month to clean your body out. Okay? Now, once you do the vegan food for a week, then you're going to step into the raw food, living food. And again, on my website, I have a link that says raw food, and it talks a lot about raw food. If you are not familiar with raw food, you may want to check that out because.
Let's give a definition.
Of raw food.
One of my earlier books, I talked about that because when I was studying, beginning my nutrition study, and this had to be like 12 years ago or so, and I started becoming in recognition of, when people said, living food, what were they referring to? Because to be honest with you, exactly, at that stage of the game, I really wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And then once you find out, everything seems to be so obvious to you, and it's like, are you kidding me? I didn't know this. So let's give a brief definition.
Yes, because there are some people, as soon as you hear that, your natural mind is to think, oh, my God, is she talking about eating? Now, I said vegan, but people, it still goes over their head, and they just hear living food or raw food, and they're thinking that you're eating raw eggs, you're eating raw meat or whatever. No. This is vegan, which means that there's no it's plant-based. So raw food is basically food that is, to keep it basic. Basic raw food is food that is a plant-based, nuts, grains, seeds, that is just eaten without being heated over 105 degrees, 115 degrees, really, 110, I think. But I keep my food dehydrator at 105. Now, you can have a very basic raw food diet where you're just eating salads and vegetables. You can eat, like vegetable salad, fruit salad. You can have juices, and fruit, and that's fine. But after a while, you may get bored with that, and you want to have more food that mimics cooked food. And that's when you get a food dehydrator, and then you learn. I have a cookbook that I wrote called Miracle Meals That Heal, and it's mostly living food in there. There's some cooked vegan in there as well. But it has a lot of recipes on how you can take food that is normally eaten cooked, like pizza, hamburgers, and different things like that, and you can make it raw by cooking it in the dehydrator, where it looks like it's cooked, but it's not really heated over 105 degrees. So all of the enzymes are still in the food. The enzymes is what gives our bodies life. So you want to eat food that is still alive. Once you cook the food and it's, heated over 110 or 15 degrees, now the food no longer has that life energy, right? So, you've taken, I don't know if you've ever taken lettuce head, a romaine lettuce, and it was wilting in the refrigerator. And so you took it out and put it in some cold water, and you see it perk up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you took some spaghetti out of the box and put it in water, what would it do?
It would get wet.
Yeah. It's dead. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Exactly. If I take, for instance, I just made some cereal. I just made, it's still in the food dehydrator, but some chocolate cereal. And cold cereal, so I can have cold cereal, but it's living cereal. So I sprouted the buckwheat groats and the oat groats, and when I sprout them, the oat groats, they grow tails. They're actually, the plant growing out of the groat. So it's live, which means that it's going to give my body life, and if I'm sick, I want life in my body, right? Because life begets life. So that's why you want to have more living food than cooked food.
And that also has a lot to do with digestion and processing of the food, and then, as you said, about elimination. I remember having a conversation with someone, that, you know, and like, you know, Dr. Oz's favorite word is poop. Everything, every show now, he likes to talk about poop.
Yes,
and
poop is important.
And it really is. There's definitely more room outside than in, and that's for sure. And one of the things, I was having a conversation with someone, and then, you know, we started talking about, you know, diet and things that they ate, and her diet was horrible. I mean, it was just deplorable. And, you know, then the conversation came up, and she goes, well, I go, you know, at least two times. And I said, oh, well, two times a day?
Okay.
She goes, no, two times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going on in a case like that is that, you know, that's the building up, and correct me if I'm wrong, of all that toxicity within the system.
Yeah.
And if you listen to what she was eating, it was really all dead food. It was all food that, you know, had been either genetically modified, was
mm-hmm.
packaged, was filled with preservatives,
yes.
and in some cases, you know, colored. But it makes it seem though it takes some image of live food, but it doesn't. The chemical makeup or the actual makeup of it is not the same.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what's, to me, fantastic is that I admitted to you earlier that I had a problem with eliminating, and I still have to be very careful. If I am eating more on the cooked food side and I'm eating more than living food, then I'm going to have issue, and I'm going to tell you how I resolve that issue every day, and it's awesome. I'm going to give you a beautiful tip that's going to really bless you a little later. But what I noticed, though, that when I'm eating living food, like especially if I just go back to the raw vegan, it's like I wake up in the morning, boom, and it's just done. Just
right.
Like that, because the living food has your fruits and your vegetables, or your vegetables are the cleansers, and they will like scrub your intestines.
Right.
When you're eating them live, they scrub your intestines, and it just flushes and brushes out your intestines. So it's a natural order of things for you to eliminate when you eat living food. So that's another benefit of eating living food. So so as you can see, you can detox without having to starve. There, you can eat a lot of food and still be detoxing, right?
Gotcha.
But there comes a time where you will need to sustain from food that's solid, and you want to do like a juice fast for a certain amount of time.
Carmen, hold on 1 second. Someone has some noise in the background. If you have noise in the background, can you please hit *6 to mute your line?
Yes. Oh, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
so,
you.
And then the next thing you want to consider is alkaline food versus acidic food. And the alkaline food is what is going to heal your body, whereas the acidic food is what breaks down your body.
So when you say alkaline compared to acidic, are you talking about the digestive compounds that are used in order to break down that food compound? Because I know when you're consuming more, you know, flesh proteins, that it requires more acid in order to break down as compared to,
mm-hmm.
you know, fruits and vegetables require more alkaline. Is that what you're
referring
to? Yes,
yes, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, it's a pH. It's the pH of the food. The alkaline, and the another wonderful analogy for me is to have you consider a swimming pool or a fish tank. Now, you know, the alkalinity in that, I mean, the pH in those waters has to be at a certain level, and if not, let's use the fish tank for instance. If not, those fish are going to die. If that water is too acidic, the water has to be alkaline. In the swimming pool, the water has to be more alkaline, because if the water is acidic, what happens is you start seeing all the algae growing in the water. right? And the same thing with our bodies. You know, the fish tank, it stays clean when it's alkaline. But when it's acidic, that's when you start seeing all of that, you know, moldy stuff growing around the tank. Same thing with our bodies. So you want a clean inner terrain because your body will heal itself and stay healthy when your inner terrain is clean. It's like a refrigerator, right? If you have a refrigerator and you turn that refrigerator off and you left all that food in there for a week or two, you don't even want to open that refrigerator, right?
Well, it reminds me of one time Kim and I went away to, we went to California on vacation.
Yeah.
And there was a blackout for like a couple of days. And when we came back, you know, matter of fact, our neighbors were knocking on the door because they thought, like, you know, that someone had died in the apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
That's a hot mess right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to our bodies and inside. And because we have all that cooked food, all of the meat that hasn't been eliminated in our bodies, and it's stuck there, and now you have you don't have enough alkalinity. When you eat greens and live leafy green vegetables that are not cooked, that's a lot of alkaline. That's a lot of chlorophyll, and that is going to clean your body and make and heal your body. Your body will heal itself because we are self-healers. Yes, you can heal your body with food. Another suggestion is throw away the table salt. Throw away the table salt and replace it with a good sea salt, like a Celtic sea salt. That is going to make a huge difference in the healing of your body because, you know, you hear that, oh, I have high blood pressure, I can't have salt. You can have Celtic sea salt, and that's good for your body. It's the table salt that's sucking all of the minerals out of your body. And,
is that because of the sodium content, or is there something? Oh, because it's got a higher sodium content.
And because it's the way it's made too, it's stripped of its life.
Okay, it's through the process.
All the enzymes. Yeah, it's all of the minerals are stripped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Celtic sea salt and a really good Celtic is the best sea salt. It's filled with minerals. I mean, all kinds of minerals, and it's healing.
Right.
It's amazing, and most doctors won't tell you that. Another thing you want to do is you want to start drinking alkaline water. And there are a couple of machines out there, Kangen water, and what's the other one? Oh, they're not cheap. However, if you are ill, it is worth it. And if you cannot afford the machine at this point, you can go to the health food store and buy the water. Taste Buds sell the water.
Yes, that's right.
And you can buy the alkaline water. And again, now you are flushing your cells with this living, clean water. And your body is healing. That's one of the ways I healed my body, by the way, drinking gallons of alkaline water. That's very important. If you're sick, alkaline water is extremely important. The other thing you want to do is you want to do more liquid food than cooked food. Again, you know, going back to the detoxing concept, when you start to do a lot of juicing is one of the best things to do to heal your body for so many reasons. First of all, you're giving your intestinal tract a rest because it doesn't have to go through that process of hours and hours of digesting and breaking down the food. It's in liquid form, and because it has been the vegetables and the fruit has been broken down to the point where it's in such a high liquid form, it just absorbs into your blood just very
quickly.
Right,
so you don't have to go through the full digestive process.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now
we actually sponsored the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead earlier in the program, and that was basically a documentary of a gentleman from Australia who healed himself primarily through juicing.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the movie yet, and I can't wait to see it.
It's definitely worthwhile seeing because you see him heal. I mean, a lot of people will look at the weight loss and say because he lost an extreme amount of weight because he juiced solely juice for, I believe it was 60 days.
Oh, yeah. And people can do it even longer than that, you know, so that's fantastic. But it just proves that you can just juice. Now, me personally, and I'm not suggesting this for anybody else, but for me personally, even if I were on medication, I would juice. For sure, you know, because your body knows what to do. You know, your body knows what to do, and your body would rather heal naturally if it had a choice.
Than given the interventions, right? Because many medical professionals that I know some very, very highly qualified medical professionals, and they will tell you that they don't heal people. They assist the body in the healing process. So
mm-hmm.
it's not to say that someone should never have a surgery and never take a medication, but essentially what it should be is sort of an addendum to the whole healing process that the body takes on, you know, naturally.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. So the other thing is the mono diets, which means that, you know, eating like 5 apples instead of mixing things up. Like your body prefers if you just have one thing. We are so not there. You know, I mean, we have to have the 5 food groups on every plate. And really your body is like, no, I'd rather not. I would rather you just give me, you know, one thing, just the vegetables. At one time, you know, or just the fruit, you know, as opposed to having a whole mixture of things, because now your body has to, the digestive juices have to mix up. You have a chemistry. You have a whole chemistry set in there. You have a whole, what do you call it, like a laboratory in your body, and it has to mix everything up to digest everything separately at different times and all, and usually you're throwing it all in there at one time, and what that does is it causes your digestive tract to work so hard. So if you just have a mono diet, like you're just doing just the apples, and I'm not saying this is what you do forever. I'm just saying that do this more often.
Right.
Instead of sitting down and having a 5-course meal, just decide that once a day I'm just going to have like just apples or bananas or whatever, and that's going to make a huge difference. And the next thing is to start adding superfoods to your diet. And the superfoods is going to turn you into a super being. So,
complete with cape and everything.
Yes. So now superfoods are essential for healing the body because it just takes your healing to a whole nother level. And, you know, an example of a superfood is wheatgrass, right? And, you know, different algaes. And you can just, I don't want to get into a whole lot because, I mean, don't get me started with this stuff. But there's just a lot of different superfoods that you can buy, and you don't need to buy a lot of them, just a few things. Like consider, to me, just to make it quick for you to think about, when you go to the health food store, just think about adding sea vegetables, like seaweed, into your salad. And they have a lot of B12 in seaweed. You know, it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. And your body will just love you for it. It would just love for you to start giving it foods like that.
Now, I want to make sure that, because I know there's going to be some people who are going to say, well, you have this metabolic nutrition program, and it doesn't go into all this stuff. And I want to make sure that we clarify this as well, is that the whole process of metabolic nutrition is really all about being supportive with the program that most people are going through, which is high intensity levels of exercise if you're following the program online, as well as assisting people in consuming a healthier diet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to make sure that I just don't have you exposed to only one form that is just only my philosophy, because your condition may warrant you to undertake something else. For instance, what Coach Carmen is talking about. And when we talk about, you know, nutrition, it's not that I'm diabolically opposed to what she's saying, and I want to make sure that you understand this is not a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we're saying is that certain things may be appropriate for you
mm-hmm.
at certain times.
Right.
And if you're in a position where, you know, the challenge is not just your fitness but your wellness, that here are some other nutritional strategies that you can undertake that will hopefully be able to assist you to achieve whatever it is that you're looking to achieve.
Yeah.
So the big step, and I think that you'll agree with me, is to get better. I mean,
yes.
One of the things we went into last time, too, was that many people say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. And throughout the program, you'll hear me say over and over again is that we eliminate the word can't. Can't eliminates all choices and possibilities. So we want to make sure that if there's something that is challenging you at this stage of the game that you want to explore, what is it that you're going to do, and not focus on what is going to be too difficult for you at this point in time and what it may be beyond your resources and or your motivation. But so maybe you won't do a juice fast because for 30 days because that won't be appropriate for you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you'll try to juice once or twice a day if
mm-hmm.
you can do that, and again, if it's appropriate
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
And again, you'll explore other possibilities that will help you to get positive results.
Right. Right. And so what? You throw some seaweed on, you know, on whatever else you're eating.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just, and it's also awareness. You know, I just wanted to quickly, because I know you're probably running out of time, I just wanted to quickly mention some superfoods so that I don't leave you hanging with that. But chia seeds is a superfood. I don't know if you ever heard of E3 Live. You know, that's an awesome superfood. Goji berries and hemp protein powder, hemp seed oil, nutritional yeast. Which is it's different from the yeast that rises the bread, maca, and like I said, the sea vegetables, and there's just so many other superfoods that you can consider, or you can go to the health food store and just ask for some superfood options.
Do you have any of this information on your website?
Yeah, and if you go to the like I said, I think it's the food, the cooking classes and the raw food link.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is at sharingthebliss.com. So
yeah.
sharingthebliss.com. So we let's take a couple minutes at it. If anyone's on the line and would like to ask Coach Carmen a question, we can take a question or two and see if you have a specific question that you'd like to ask her or a comment.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
And your name is?
I'm Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi. If your body is unable to digest gluten, well, actually what I want to ask is, you were talking about wheatgrass. Is gluten in wheatgrass, and is gluten in all wheat products?
Oh, okay. Well, wheatgrass is a different kind of It's a different kind of wheat. It is it's a live plant. So
mm-hmm.
you're not going to have a problem with gluten. And I'm so glad you mentioned gluten because, like, I didn't even mention that you definitely, I just really quickly, if when you're healing your body, I said vegan, but just to clarify that, that means, you know, omitting, and this is like Tony said too, maybe for a period of time when you are at a point, if you're really ill, you need to heal your body, you can just do this for a certain period of time, but you want to omit the dairy as well as the gluten, you know, because that paces up your stomach. So, but the wheatgrass, no, you don't have a problem with gluten in the wheatgrass.
Oh, okay.
Was there another part of that question?
No, actually, I was asking it wrong, and I caught myself.
Okay.
I really wanted to know if what wheatgrass was and if it contained gluten, because I know, me and then I know a couple other people who have problems
wheat allergies
digesting gluten, so I always have to watch what's in the food and make sure that it doesn't contain it, because if I eat it, I'll know because my body will react to it.
Right.
How does your body react to it, Denise?
It everything, it seems like everything slows down. It seems like my stomach gets more upset. And I remember when I first, it's funny because before I switched to whole wheat, I was eating white bread, and I didn't know anything about the white bread not being really good for you. But then all the reports started coming out about, oh, whole wheat this and whole wheat that and whole grain this and whole grain that, so I decided to try it. And what I noticed was every time I would eat, the whole wheat bread or the whole grain bread or the cereals with all of the wheat in it, my stomach would do all kinds of crazy things. But I just thought it was because that was what was supposed to happen as far as it's healing you, this is what you have to go through, not realizing that in all of the years that I was eating that, I was just damaging.
Yeah.
But I didn't know until I found out years later about the gluten that's in the wheat.
Yeah.
Well, there's a good book that anyone who's listening to the call now may want to explore. It's called Wheat Belly. And I think it's written by a doctor. But the whole story of Wheat Belly is that because of genetically modified food,
mm-hmm.
the GMOs, which stands for genetically modified organisms,
yes.
is that the wheat that was eaten by, you know, the generations past,
it's different.
In other words, your grandparents and before that, is not the
mm-hmm.
same wheat
yes.
that we are eating now.
Yes.
And it's
mm-hmm.
causing all kinds of challenges and causing all kinds of inflammation that we're finding out that these autoimmune diseases, again, this is the 21st century terminology that we've never heard before, is heavily caused by inflammation. And that even though the wheat is that we're eating is 99% derived from the original wheat, you know, we got to think that, you know, that the chemistry, I should say, the genetic makeup from primates to human beings is about 99%. So when you're consuming this same thing, it's causing major issues for many people, and that we're finding that many people are. Some people believe that like most of the people in this country are allergic to gluten.
Yes. Yeah.
And have trouble digesting
the wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and same thing with the corn. 98%. There's a huge percentage of corn in this country that is genetically modified. That's why when you go to the supermarket, most everything in the supermarket has some type of corn derivative, and that is because it's a huge, huge money maker.
it's totally subsidized by the government.
Yes. But that's another call.
Yeah, that's another call. There goes Captain Conspiracy again. There's a great documentary for anyone who's interested in that called King Corn. If you watch that, I mean, these things are like worse than horror movies, to be
yes.
honest with you. I feel even bad recommending anyone to watch them because it makes you want to eat absolutely nothing.
No, but we got you. We got you right here. This is good. So, but that's great. Does anyone else have any questions?
No, but I did find this conference very, very interesting.
Oh, great.
And I think I got a lot out of it.
Oh, that's great.
And
is this Virginia? Who is this?
This is Vicky.
Vicky. Oh, great, Vicky. But make sure you go on the website and sign up.
Okay,
so you can be on the newsletter. And Tony, can I mention that this Friday I'm actually doing another 28-day body and soul detox?
No, you can't mention it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just did. Yeah, at St. Philip's Baptist Church. But if you go to the website and click on 28-Day Body and Soul Detox, you can read about it. So,
okay.
And I'll have a discount for the Staten Island Slim Down participants.
So awesome. Right. So, again, you know, we went in a little bit over time, but, you know, when we get to talking about this kind of stuff, I mean, Carmen and I, we can talk and have in the past talked about this stuff for hours and hours.
Yes.
And hours. And, again, I'm glad to hear that you've gotten something out of the calls. I mean, some of the calls coming up will be talking about the psychology of transformation, which is extremely interesting.
Mm.
We're going to have Dr. Jeanette D'Amato in for that. We're also going to have our registered dietitian, Andrea, talking about how to prepare your pantry, because, again, one of my personal mantras is if you leave it to chance, chances are you leave it. So how to be prepared so that you have these things that, you know, Carmen suggested, and also what's in the metabolic nutrition program, so that you don't leave it to chance. We'll also have Dr. Steve Guagliardo, who will be talking about endocrinology, which really ties into what, you know, Carmen was talking about today. So many, you know, we have heard these statements in the past. In order for you to lose weight and get in shape and feel good, all you have to do is just, you know, exercise and eat right. And it's not that simple. It's almost like saying, you know, in order for you to build a car, all you need is like an engine and wheels. And we know it's not that simple. So we want to make sure that we're giving you everything that you need in order for you to not just be successful for the 10 weeks, but to also continue to be successful and to even put your health and your wellness and your fitness into high gear after the Staten Island Slim Down has completed its time. So with that in mind, I want to thank Coach Carmen for being our guest this evening.
My pleasure.
Once again, her website is sharingthebliss.com. You can sign up and have her 7-day online coaching program for free. And so we want you to do that. Any closing comments that you want to make, Coach Carmen?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you, Tony, for this opportunity. You know, I have such a passion for sharing this information and helping people any way that I can. I am just really, really, here for you. Feel free to go on the site. If you have any questions, you can there's an area where you can ask me any questions, and I think my phone number is there somewhere. You can feel free to call me. But I just wish you all the best. God bless you in your journey, and just keep on going, because you're headed in the right direction.
Awesome. So if anyone here wants to make sure that you share this information with friends and family, or that you want to listen back to it, the MP3 will be available for download within the next couple days. You have to go online, go to free coaching, and then you'll have to select success tools, and that MP3 will be available for you so that you can download it to your iPod, your computer, whichever, and listen to it at a later date for your own edification. All right, so I want to thank you once again, Coach Carmen, for being our guest this evening. Remember, it's sharingthebliss.com. We also have a fitness surprise going on this Wednesday, so make sure you come out. It's going to be at CSI. And if you have any other questions regarding any of the events or any other questions regarding the program, I'm going to recommend that you go to the events page, because the entire schedule is there. Keep checking it, because we'll be adding things as time goes along. And also we have the frequently asked questions page. We'll answer a lot of your questions. So I'm going to end this call, like I end all the calls and presentations, by saying always remember to put your heart and soul in your goal. God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.